Fasten your seatbelt. Turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung.
Well, I guess I should start a voiceover here somewhere. I'm Glenn Moberg today on Route 51, and it is hard to pot Frank Sinatra down. It's a musical salute to Valentine's Day as we share with you some of the great American love songs of the past 75 years. Our special guest, bandleader and saxophonist extraordinaire, John Greiner. John Greiner's Swing Shift Big Band is one of the finest big bands in the Midwest, featuring arrangements made famous by Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, Harry James, and Tommy Dorsey. Mixed with the classic vocal stylings inspired by Ella Fitzgerald, Anita O'Day, Nat King Cole, Bobby Darin, and, of course, Frank Sinatra.
I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
And over the next hour, John Greiner will be helping me play and discuss the classic love songs in the Great American Songbook. And then the two of us will sit down together and play some live music for you right here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We would like to hear from you. Give us a call and tell us about your favorite love song and what it meant to you and your Valentine. Our lines are wide open at 1-800-780-9742.
I'm old and gray. I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me.
Well, John Greiner, this is the second time we've done this.
We better be careful. This is quickly turning into a tradition, and people are going to start expecting something.
Well, when I
heaven forbid,
when I saw heaven forbid expecting something on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When I saw that Valentine's Day actually landed on a Thursday this year,
yeah,
it was obvious what we had to do. So here we are again, and we've got a lot of music to play. Tell us a little bit about the band, about Swing Shift, how things have been going, what you've been doing recently, and where you're going to be in the weeks ahead.
Swing Shift. Swing Shift is it's my big band. It's a 14-piece big band with additionally male and female vocals. It's a passion. It's an obsession. It's my career. It's my hobby. It's my interest. You know, playing music. It's you know, whether it's sitting in here in a studio and doing a duo with you, or listening to students that I teach and trying to help them to become better players.
You teach at the Wausau Conservatory.
Yeah, Conservatory. I also teach for Newman Catholic Schools. I'm doing a lot with them now, and it's but you know, Swing Shift is. It's a labor of, I hate to use such a cliched phrase, but it is a labor of love. You know, putting together a library of music for 14 guys to, you know, play and actually sound like they're doing the same thing at the same time is a challenge in itself.
Well, you don't see many big bands anymore, and I think the main reason for
money.
That, yeah, it's economic. I
oh
mean, it,
God,
it costs
yeah.
a lot more to put 14 people and all their instruments on the road than it does to have a guitar and a bass and a drum set.
It's as simple as that. Seriously, I mean, you don't really have to go. I don't, you know, people say, well, things evolve. Of course, music evolves. But, you know, we're listening to the opening clip there, You Make Me Feel So Young, Sinatra. I'm sorry, I might be a little bit biased by this, but seriously, they don't record them like that anymore. They don't write them like that anymore. They don't, you know, it's such a treat to, I've listened to those recordings seriously thousands of times, and they never get old.
No, they don't.
Never get old. And that's the magic of stuff like that. And, you know, again, whether you're playing music, whatever kind of genre it is, whether you play guitar or saxophone, trumpet, whatever, it's live music is unfortunately something that's becoming harder and harder as a musician. You know, you're competing with, technology is a beautiful thing. We all have our smartphones and, well, not me. If I could still have a rotary dial cell phone, I would. as a live musician, you deal with DJs and that's fine.
It's not even paying for the guitar and the bass and the drums anymore. Just got one guy and his,
right. Exactly.
He doesn't even have to haul turntables with him.
No, yeah, you can get your MP3 player and, I've got students of mine that have like 30 gig MP3 players. I'm like, 30? Give me a break, or even I'm probably even a dinosaur when I say that. There's probably ones that are a lot bigger than that, but
you know what? Great music never goes out of style. Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald will still sound fresh and new 50 years from now.
I totally agree, but the thing is, I just hope and pray that there are more people like you and I, and hopefully a lot of the people that are listening to us right now, who feel the same way, and don't get me wrong. I have no problem with people, being DJs or whatever. But man, I'm biased, obviously, being a musician. But there's nothing that replaces. I don't care if it's rock, polkas, country, jazz, whatever it is. Nothing replaces it being played live.
You got
in front of you.
Well, let's listen to some Swing Shift. We've got a track featuring one of your vocalists, Dino Bellotti. Tell me about him.
This was actually recorded, I think it was now 3 summers ago. God, time flies. But this is a concert that we did that was co-sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio here. We did it in Wisconsin Rapids. And this features, this is a Sinatra tune that features a great friend of mine.
We're starting with Kicking the Head.
Oh, we're starting with Kicking the Head. Okay.
Which is a Dean Martin tune.
Again, it features Dino Bellotti. Dino is a good friend of mine, a great singer. He lives in De Pere, and I think you'll like it. This is Dino with singing Dean Martin's Ain't That a Kick in the Head.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
I should do it like Dean.
The room was completely flat. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I got sunshine enough to spare, just like Dean, I forget. Just like the fella said, ain't it quick, ain't love a kick, babe in the head. I once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor's a quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
The Swing Shift Big Band with Dino Bellotti and, of course, John Greiner. John, where are you guys playing next?
I wish I could tell you. We got nothing in the books right now. I know we're going to be playing for the, the 4th or 5th annual Sid Kyler
River Valley Jazz Fest
at Bull Falls Brewery. I believe gosh, I should have known this. You put me on a spot, Glenn.
It's in July.
It's in July. I think it's the third weekend in July, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that.
But if people want to find out more about Swing Shift, you've got a website?
Yeah, they can visit my website under construction right now. I'm redoing it right now. It's grinerjazz.com, G-R-E-I-N-E-R, jazz.com. And I apologize for everyone who, if you go there now, you're going to get one of those lovely, this website is under construction because I changed, it's a long story, but I try and change the format of the website, and it ended up dumping all of the old information off of it, and blah. Ain't technology grand?
Yes, you know? It is. It is grand. Our guest is John Greiner. I'm Glenn Mobrick. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. If you just joined us, this is a musical salute to Valentine's Day. We're playing some of the great songs from the Great American Songbook, the best love songs over the past 75 years. And Joy Cardine, our morning host on Wisconsin Public Radio, was kind enough to put us on her Facebook page, and we got some suggestions from people as to their favorite love songs. So we're going to be mostly playing big band and jazz music, but I am going to play some soul music, some country music, and some rock and roll, some of the best love songs in those genres. We're going to start with some soul music, and we're going to hear in this order Sam Cooke, The Temptations, Etta James, B.B. King, Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, and Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you, honest you do.
Oh,
And in reverse order, that was Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman, Bob Marley, and the Wailers, Is This Love, Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, Al Green. No, that wasn't the president. That was Al Green doing Let's Stay Together. B.B. King, To Know You Is To Love You, Etta James, I'd Rather Be Blind, The Temptations, My Girl, and Sam Cooke, You Send Me, a medley of some of the great rhythm and blues
and
blues songs.
You know what? The other thing I noticed about all the majority, maybe not the Marley tune. Well, number one, if I had a dime for every time I've played literally every one of those tunes as a member of a horn section in bands I've played in over the last 25 years, I'd be sipping drinks on a beach somewhere with, you know, like Jane
with
and
Bob
I.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, with Bob Marley. But the other thing I noticed is, think about it for a second. The majority, everyone except I think the Marley tune, had horns in it.
Yeah, well, the Marley tune had horns in it too.
Did it?
They just came
I,
in later.
Oh, okay. Not prominently enough, I might add. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, that's something too that I
good
I can
music
only hope.
Is good music. Tony Bennett said that today. He said, good music, music is either good or it's bad, and it's objective truth. It's not a matter of opinion. He did a town hall on Sirius XM radio this morning, and that was one of his pearls of wisdom shared with the audience.
You know, it seems as though some ways, some things are, there is no good or bad these days, because, gosh, you can't tell anyone that something's bad. You know, it might offend them, but, you know, it's true. It's, you know, there's stuff like this, whether it's a Sinatra stuff or the things that, I love the stuff, you know, people think of me, I guess, specifically as just a jazz musician, you know, but I've played all that.
All of those songs were good songs.
I've backed
you
up the Temptations.
You could do jazz arrangements of them. You backed up the Temptations?
Yeah, I backed up the Temps. When Aretha was here at the Grand, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago, I was in the band with her. So, I mean, it's great stuff, you know?
And we want to hear from you. Our lines are wide open right now. What are your favorite love songs? What are the songs that brought you and your special person, your Valentine, together? 1-800-780-9742. 1-800-780-9742. Let's listen to one of the great vocalists of all time, Billie Holiday, doing the song All of Me.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
And John Greiner, those classic old songs had beautiful melodies, beautiful chord arrangements. The chords just flow from one to another. And the lyrics, you took the part that once was my heart. Why not take all of me? They honestly don't write them like that anymore.
No, you know, it's, you know, I'm having a hard time putting this to words. You know, I listen to so many songs, so much music that was written from this era, from, you know, I guess the World War II years, I guess you could say, and even before that. You know, lyrics are so different now. Everything is about, I'm not even going to say what it's about. I don't need to say what it's about.
Well, they're not
subtle. There's no subtlety involved,
obviously. There's no symbolism or metaphor. It's right out there, right in your face.
There's symbolism, all right, but it's, you know, wow. But, you know, it's just the, I don't know. It's, again, I'm obviously, and I admit I'm very biased, you know, being a musician, and I will admit that I'm very, I'm a musical snob in some sorts. I'm pretty narrow-minded in some ways. Because,
oh, no, you're very wide-minded.
Well,
there need to be more people who are...
Well, but the thing is, a lot of people...
Who have your expansive consciousness and your appreciation.
Well, thank you, but a lot of people think I'm pretty narrow-minded, and sometimes I agree with them because I don't want to waste my time listening to stuff that absolutely has no soul, no meaning to it, no heart in it. And, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, I'm not going to turn this into a whining festival here, but there's these tunes, like, I mean, all of me. I mean, I've got, I would guesstimate at least 20 different versions of all
right,
of me
right.
in my own personal CD and record collection.
And you can always discover new interpretations by other artists.
I honestly don't think
And that's great music,
I don't think I've ever heard Billy's version of that until you played it in front of me now, and it's like... You know, I was thinking about
What a vocalist. You know, she didn't have an incredible range, but the expression in her voice could just grab you.
And the arrangements are great. You know, and she doesn't hurt when she had Lester Young blowing tenor behind her there either.
1-800-780-9742. What are your favorite love songs? Call in. Share your favorites with us. We'd love to hear it. 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll play some of the great rock and roll love ballads and some of the great country ballads, the torch songs for you on Route 51.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. It's a musical salute to Valentine's Day today with my guest, John Greiner. And we do want to hear from you. Call in with your favorite love songs. 1-800-780-9742. I'm going to play a medley of some of the classic rock love songs. You're going to hear in this order Elvis Presley, Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes, the Righteous Brothers, the Beatles, James Taylor, Tina Turner, Elvis Costello, and the Rolling Stones.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Allison, I know this world is killing.
miss of you. One more.
John Greiner, I put that last one in because I figured you'd get a kick out of it. That's the Rolling Stones with Keith Richards doing the vocal on an old jazz standard, The Nearness of You.
Yep.
And before that, we heard Allison by Elvis Costello, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, James Taylor, Fire and Rain, The Beatles, Yesterday and 8 Days a Week, The Supremes, Baby Love, Righteous Brothers, Love and Feeling, Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes, Be My Baby, Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender. Great American Songbook. It's rock and roll, but it's...
The Ronettes. It doesn't get any better than that.
Could be
the Glenettes. Are the Glenettes going to be here?
We've got them in the other... in Studio A right now.
They're not paying attention to us right now.
No, they never do.
No.
Let's go to the phones. 1-800-780-9742. We have Ray from Schofield on the line. Hi, Ray.
Good evening.
Hey, Ray.
James... is one of my favorites, and Sunday Kind of Love.
Well, you got it. In fact, we really lost a great one when we lost her. We did play one cut from her. We played I'd Rather Go Blind, and we're going to play one of her standards, At Last.
At Last, yeah.
But sung by Ella Fitzgerald, an interesting version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ray, what trips your trigger with that one?
I don't know. It's just a tremendous song. It just makes you want to move.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Yep.
Thanks for the phone call. And Richard from Stevens Point, we lost him on the line, but he was going to call up and suggest Tupelo Honey by Van Morrison.
Oh, wow.
Van Morrison is one of my favorite artists. In fact, he's one of the guys who got me interested in jazz.
Sure, with Moondance.
With Moondance, yeah, which turned into a jazz standard.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Let's play a little bit more jazz right now. We were talking about Etta James. Let's listen to one of the other great female jazz vocalists. This is Sarah Vaughan doing a Duke Ellington song.
Take me home, take me home once more. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet.
You know, John Greiner, I heard somebody once say Sarah Vaughan, her voice was a perfect musical instrument.
I would put her in the same category with Anita O'Day. Frank Sinatra was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Anita O'Day are three that come to mind that they were musicians that sang. There's a difference. You know, I'm one of the biggest Frank Sinatra fans there is. But Frank, you know, the ability of Ella and Sarah Vaughan and Anita O'Day, those three really stick out in my mind. Their ability to play their voice like a saxophonist, like I would play my instrument.
Yeah.
And
Sarah, especially, all the scat singing she did.
Right.
There's the voice just as a pure musical instrument.
Right. You know, Sinatra was a great lyricist. Nat King Cole, you know, was a great piano player as well. But for someone like Sarah Vaughan, again, I know I'm sounding like a broken record here, but Sarah and, Anita O'Day, those two really particularly, I love listening to them because they play jazz lines. You know, when they basically scat singing is a vocalist improvising, just in the same way that a guitarist or myself as a saxophone player, that we improvise when we play over a standard. And it's fascinating to listen to.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to listen to some Tony Bennett right now, his classic song. I left my heart in San Francisco, and that is going to take us up to a break. And when we come back, John Greiner and I are going to play some live music for you. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on The Ideas Network.
My heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, sun will shine for me.
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. Today, a musical salute to Valentine's Day with my very special guest, John Greiner, who has his saxophone here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. And I'm going to accompany him on guitar. We're going to play a couple of tunes for you. Georgia on My Mind, a great old Hoagy Carmichael song, and Misty.
Thank you.
John Greiner on the saxophone. I'm Glenn Moberg. We'll be back with some of the great country and western love songs when Route 51 continues. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51. It's a musical salute to Valentine's Day today with saxophonist extraordinaire, the Sultan of Sax, John Greiner, whose big band, Swing Shift, is one of the best big bands in the Midwest. And you can catch them in various engagements around the area. And we would like to hear from you. What are your favorite love songs? What are the ones that really made a difference in your life? 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Well, we heard a medley of the great soul love songs, the great rock love songs. Here's some classic country love songs in this order. Ooh. Hank Williams, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmy Lou Harris singing together. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, and Patsy Cline.
The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again.
Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember crying in the rain.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
And in order, that was Hank Williams, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris doing another Hank Williams song, I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You. Buck Owens, Crying Time. Merle Haggard, who later married Bonnie Owens. Now that's a country and western song right there.
There's some useless trivia for you.
Today I Started Loving You Again. And Willie Nelson with Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. And what we just heard was Patsy Cline doing a Willie Nelson song. Crazy. And she said back in the 50s when Willie Nelson gave her that music, she looked at it and said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. This isn't a country song.
You know, the first thing that hit me in listening to that little medley, which is very nice, by the way, wow, country music sure has changed.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm almost tempted to say country music today is more like what rock and roll music used to be. And really, what is... I mean, seriously, when we think of country music, or most of us, I guess anyway, think of country music, I think of that stuff. And then I hear what a lot of people, or what is, I guess, now popularly classified as country music. Wow.
Well, it's mixed different. It's louder. They've got rock and roll guitars.
The rock and roll influence has definitely taken over. Now, obviously, there's still a couple of purists
There is a difference. There is a difference between the genres. But
I listen to those recordings.
Some of those boundaries are getting blurred a little bit.
Yeah, I listen to those recordings. I'm like, oh my God, it's that stuff. I always listen. It's interesting, I think, listening to these recordings from a musician standpoint. I hear the singers, but I'm listening to what's going on in the background so much more. I'm listening to the instruments, whether it's rhythm section, guitars, horns, obviously, and it's so minimal. You listen to those, those country tunes that we just listened to. What's going on in the background, except with the exception of the Linda Ronstadt thing, there's this full string section going on. But
that
a lot
was
of
recorded
that,
recently.
Right, right. But a lot of that stuff was just, I mean, bare and, minimum
but the lyrics,
stuff.
But the lyrics are so beautiful. That line by Hank Williams, the silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky.
Yeah.
That's in Bartlett's Familiar Quotations.
Sure, sure. But it goes to show, though, that it's simple is, when it's done well, simplicity is still reign supreme.
Well, we told the caller that we'd get to Ella Fitzgerald doing the Etta James song at last.
Yeah.
Here's a very sparse accompaniment. Since we're talking about sparse accompaniments, it's just her and a jazz guitar.
Might be Joe Pass. We'll see.
My love has come along. My lonely days are over. Is like a song. And at last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover. The night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you were mine.
What a beautiful rendition of that, John Greiner.
Again, I hate to sound redundant here, but they just do not write lyrics like that anymore. Seriously.
Well, I want to swing a little bit before we head out of here. Here's another singer that we lost much too early, Bobby Darin. And he's a guy who started as a rock and roller.
Splish Splash.
I've Been Taking a Bath.
Yeah.
And
he had, I love his stuff. So class. This is one of my favorites.
Let's listen.
Watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before.
happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sing.
Drum fill here.
Talk about a bomb being dropped.
That was certainly a drum fill.
Yeah.
Bobby Darin. What a great musician.
He did die young, didn't he? He was in his late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah, he had his whole life ahead
of him. Was it cancer, leukemia, something?
I'm not sure. And, you know, he's got the best version of Mac the Knife.
Oh.
His version,
That was the standard setter, definitely.
Well, John, this has been a great deal of fun. We'll have to do this again next Valentine's Day.
I agree.
And, boy, I enjoy doing this every year with you. And as always, it was great playing music with you.
Likewise. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate you asking me to do this, Glenn. And anytime. We don't have to necessarily wait for Valentine's Day. We can do we'll do a Halloween thing maybe. We'll pick the scariest music.
All right, you're on, man. You're on. Right. We'll do it. We want to thank today's special guest, band leader and saxophonist John Greiner. You can find out more about his Swing Shift Big Band at GreinerJazz.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Special music tonight by the Swing Shift Big Band with Dino Bellotti, Frank Sinatra, Sam Cooke, The Temptations, Etta James, B.B. King, Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Elvis Presley, The Ronettes, The Righteous Brothers, The Beatles, James Taylor, Tina Turner, Elvis Costello, The Supremes, The Rolling Stones, Sarah Vaughan, Hank Williams, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, Tony Bennett, Bobby Darin, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong. Thanks for riding along with us today. Happy Valentine's Day. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we are heading out of town.
Than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a